Get the thumbs cut. Nawau, nawagu, magantik. Welcome back to the Cree Chatter Hour, and we're at our singing segment. Dallas insisted that we put that song in the intro. But like, you see what I mean? Like, I feel good listening to that song.
Yep.
And it's in a language. I'm not sure what language they're singing, but you know.
Hey.
I'm just speechless. But you know what? Thanks, Dallas, for sharing that song. I know that's went all over Facebook. And what did I say, though? You hear it, you feel happy, right?
We're just moving here.
Mio Matsihun, when I listen to that song. Gee, Dal.
Holy man.
I feel good. Mio Matsihun.
Mio Matsihun, oh man, we hear that song. Oh my God.
Dallas' whole mood just changed. Yeah. And he just starts bobbing his head.
And you're right, though, with the song. There's no negativity towards it, but it puts you in a mood where it's really, really symbolic in a way where it brings out that awasak inside your inner child.
You know what? It kind of reminds me of like the Wiggles.
Oh, yes.
Like, if the Wiggles were to do a Poet Simuin song, a powwow song, yeah, that's how it would turn out.
They'd be on TV there, yeah. Oh, man, that's wonderful. And Fun knows the people, so.
I know Witchy Twitchy, the girl with the bangs in that video. She's, you know what? She's a really good advocate for, like, all the indigenous people on TikTok, and I knew her like long before. I don't know, we're getting into like things that aren't Nahio right now, but she is a really good activist spokesperson for all of our indigenous people. And anyways, we're at the singing part. That's why we came
in. Recreate that, honey. Look at Dapwe miwa senuma
taga. Hey, hey, oh.
Dapwe miwa sen taga gisaka. I mean, pretty close, though, eh?
That is. See, now, that's why I always say Dallas is real good at freestyling things. You'll hear it. Look, I don't know how many times he's listened to that song in the past week, but, you know, he's got it down. You know what? You should ask if he could be in the next video.
Yep, another version. Watch. Nanaskamon epeto teya nawigi maga.
Nice boy. Gaya, save
copy
it.
Me. Ready? Nanaskamon epeto kot nawigi maga.
Save it for our song that we're going to sing.
Okay, oh my
That's
God.
Not a Valentine's Day song.
Valentine's Day, man.
Valentine's, I mean, Sagito and Gisagao. Love
Sagito and Gisagao.
Speaking of that, though, you know, when, if we, because we're singers and we met through, you know, music and singing and all that, I think, you know, it was actually a good refresher on our live last night on TikTok. We shared, people were like, well, what's the first song Dallas made for you?
Yes.
And I think that would be something cool to share. But yeah, even before me and Dallas were, you know, a pair and a couple, he actually, we're still like in the very beginning stage of our relationship. Ooh,
that sounds good, eh?
Before he became my ninapim, he made the song for me. And we'll share a little bit of the words like that because it's not in Nehiawewin. But this was one of the very first love songs that Dallas made for Nia.
Oh my God, yeah, it is.
Nate Amos, I often think of you, wishing that I was still with you. Now you're here looking good and happy. That should be me looking good with you.
Nature.
Wait. I thought we were just doing the words. Okay. But that was a little bit.
Just wait. Nature, most I often think of you, wondering if I can be with you. Now you're here looking good and happy. That should be me. Looking good with you. No, he didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No, he didn't. Okay, but Nate Chamos, I often think of you, wondering if I can be with you. Now you're here, heavy.
Go. Okay, I think they got it, Dallas. I think they got the song. But we were just talking about Valentine's Day words in our previous segment. And we want to shout out to all of our listeners for the Cree Chatter Hour. Again, the whole meaning behind our show is to help those people who are just finding their way to the language. Some beginner speakers, people who aren't so fluent, people who need refreshers. You know, we're out here to encourage everyone to go in the hue. Then let's all speak Cree again. But we were just talking about some words for Valentine's Day. Yep. And then we mentioned a couple of those words in your song.
Dapwe, that's a really beautiful song that I composed for my Nuigmag. But I just want to say, kani hue tawi tan. You know, that's powerful words.
No, but the next song we want to sing is your Nichimu. But you know what song I'm talking about, right? The Round Dad song?
I do. It's a very beautiful song. And you know what, Nawigi Magan, I'm going to start it because last time I tried to back you up, I came in and you were so high that I couldn't do it. So.
But a little translation on the song, and you're talking about your sweetheart, I love you.
Yeah,
right?
And I love you or really a lot. Yeah. Yeah, you are loved very much.
Very, 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 very much. Lots.
Extremely lots.
Okay. Nigumuk.
All right. Nechemos que saque te nava nechemos me está he que saque te nava nechemos ayo 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 hey ayo ayo ayo. Saki tenawa nechemos mesahe Gesaki tenawa nechemos Ayo 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 Hey, ayo, hey. I can't look at you.
It's a beautiful song. I didn't know we're going to be doing a full song, but thank you. No.
Okay. Holy man.
I just seen, you know, we are on live on Facebook. Make sure you guys go join the Cree Chatter Hour group on Facebook. We like to do our shout outs on there too. You know, we just went over some Sagito and Gisago words, some Valentine's Day, Love Day words, and shared a couple of love songs. But we want to shout out to all of our viewers out there. And our Netans is kind of getting mad in the back here. So if you guys pick that up, you know, that is what the screaming is.
Can you play the hype music just real quick? Okay. I just need a little refresher. I just need a little motivation right now.
Dallas, you know, if there's one thing I need some that motivation. Puts him in a good mood all the
really
time.
Really good mood.
And I'm going to play a song that I know here will uplift your spirit.
Oh, I just need that matsun right now, that bay matsun. I just need that bay matsun, and I'm going to feel powerful right now, right after that. But
ready?
I'm ready in a week, Magan.
Just a little bit, because we're still on air here.
What? He got some hours.
We hope you guys have a really beautiful Sagito and Gisgao. That's going to be next Tuesday, so just before we do our next Cree Chatter Hour. A little refresher on some words that we did was the word for love, you know, love, charity, or even you could refer to this word as being in love or romance, and that's Sagituin. Egwa, the word for Valentine's Day, Sagituin Gisgao, I love you, is like saying you are loved by me, Gisagitin. You love me, gisagi hin. You love them, like another person, gisagi huh? Egwa, the word for kiss.
Oh, Tim.
Egwa, kiss me.
Oh, Tim, nah.
Egwa, flower.
Get the wa sim sak.
No.
No. It's real random.
Boy, even Dallas needs a refresher. Flower, wapakwani or wapakwanis. Yeah. Igwa, someone you refer to as your sweetheart or your lover.
Nichimus.
Yeah. And so those were just a few of the words that we did. And we want to shout out to people who are tuning in. Thank you guys for also joining the Cree Chatter Hour group online. And we want to give a shout out to TK all the way out there in Ontario.
Hey, TK's in Ontario. Wow, yeah. Man. TK way out in Ontario.
Shout out to Gregory Calf Boss Ribs. We also got Kelly Auger. She said, shout out to Kyle, Kelly, and all their relations in Bushi River Reserve. Ooh. And Paddle Prairie Métis Settlement. Cool. Traveling from Frog Lake to north of Colleen Lake and Super B semi-hauling oil. And that is Wesley A. Quinney. Danse, Wesley.
Hey, Wesley.
Have a safe travel.
Pista.
And Trey Youngman said, hello, Dallas. Hope you and Fawn have a great and wonderful day. And it was, yeah, we're really happy that, you know, we've been doing. I remember one of our first episodes when we started doing, like, themes and stuff, we did Valentine's Day, too.
Hey, you know what, Nwigi Magan? I heard you say Paddle Prairie. I got a real quick story, if you got 10 seconds. Yeah. Monanto, I walked into Native Provincials, and I was there with Frog Lake playing hockey. We just finished, and Paddle Prairie couldn't go on the ice because they didn't have a coach. So I said, I'm actually a certified coach. I really was. So I said, do you guys need
certified lover boy?
So they said, can you be our coach? I said, okay. So I was standing on a bench. I didn't even know anybody, and I was just directing things.
Just throwing go ahead. In yeah.
You're on.
With coach, I don't play forward.
The goalie was dropping the puck there, and the, oh, man, it was funny. Though. That's a quick story, Paddle Prairie. I was their coach for one game, then they never asked me again.
That's actually a really good story, Del. What's some of your favorite, you know, we were talking about Valentine's Day traditions too, though, but one thing that we always do is we always make a really wicked, like, home-cooked meal for each other.
For each other. Hey, honey, how do you say candies again? I really like that
it's
word.
It's kind of like
something with muskegee, yeah, right?
Muskegis. It's like a... It kind of refers to, like, how little medicines look, like little pills or anything. But I know there was another word for candies where you say they're sweet and all that, but muskies. I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Muskies.
Close like, enough. But you, though, talking about Love Day. Are you going to give me
a... Love Day, mana. Oh, I got a lot of good things that happen on Love Day, mana. Yeah. And, you know... coming into a relationship with my Nwigi Magan now for 15 years, we really get together on special occasions, especially for not just for ourselves, but for our kids. And it's something I think my wife grew up seeing, and I'm glad she brought that on to me because I love doing, you know,
nisag eating. Having a Nitawa Simsak now, though, or our kids, it kind of changes the whole perspective on Sagito and Gisago. You know, we try show love. Every day, Tatogisago. Every day and all day.
Tatogisago, kapegisit.
Yeah. And we try show it every day anyways. But having kids, it makes it a little more fun because, you know, our son Ambrose, Nikosis, he actually started kindergarten this year. And he's been counting down the days to Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. So we got to really make sure that we get our stuff together for him.
Hey, what for the Nehiowak? I say to you, stopped it or what?
Nope.
Okay, Nehiowak, remember, it's Valentine's Day, what a B, Valentine's Day. But now, Sagitawin Gisagaw, as we would refer to it, is Sagitawin Gisagaw is a very special day, but Kuntaya Nwigumagan had made mention that it's not doesn't have to be that day where we love each other. Kapegisik every
show
day.
Love every day.
Every
and
day.
It's not just about
every day.
It's not just about love between you and your Nichimus. It's about, you know, there's many aspects of love that you can celebrate. It could be between a parent and a child. It could be your love for your family, your love for you, maybe your work or whatever you do, whatever you're passionate about. Celebrate that.
Celebrate these three people on that day. Nichimus, Nwig Magan, Egwan Niwa. If you have three lovers, you know, Egwa your Tuamps. There's four people you must love on that day. Nwig Magan, Nichimus, Niwa, Egwan Tua, Tuamps. So you got to honor all four of them when you have Sagi, Tawin, Gis, Sagao. But you know, Nwig Magan, Egwaya, Nawagu Maganak, Nehiowitan, Egwan Yote, Nehiowian, Exisemana, to say and to practice as much as you can.
That's exactly why on Cree Chatter Hour, we try and give you guys things every week for you to practice. And because Love Day lands just before our next show, we thought we'd do today as your Love Day special. Ooh, it sounds fancy. Yep,
so much like this.
This guy's been singing it ever since it came out. Like, I swear it's just one of those songs that put you in a good mood. Any encouraging words for people who want to find their way to the language, Dallas, or anything, any kind of advice you can give them before we close today's show out?
You know what? Gagi Suma, so pray and really have fun with it. Because for me, for some reason, when I play around and have fun with words, it's easier for me to pronounce.
Yeah, and I always say Gani Beosit, and that's, you know, part of our three phrases that we share on the Cree Chatter Hour, closing everything out, is Agamemuk, Gaipume, Gaini Beosit. And I always like to stress Gaini Beosit, which is don't be shy, because, you know, when I first started learning and wanting to speak, that was my main thing that was really hard for me to break through, was being shy to speak it, being shy to say something funny or this or that. And that was my own barrier. So don't be shy, you guys. Speak it as much as you can. These phrases and words we give you guys every week, make sure you try use them. Maybe there's something that sticks with you a little more than other things. And it's about finding words that you can use. Practice, practice, practice.
Well, I was going to say that to you too. I was going to ask you, Nawigimagan, but you said it all already.
Ask me.
Okay, Nawigimagan, do you have any encouraging words for people that want to learn the language?
You know, it doesn't even matter where you grew up or how much exposure you've had to the language. Everybody has it in them. You know, you have those times. They call it genetic memory. Everybody, it's in our blood to speak this language. And I just want to encourage you guys to do it as much as you can. You know, it's a beautiful thing when you gain that confidence and you gain that fluency, I guess. It's something you build up over time. It's not going to happen in a month and in a week, or sometimes it takes even a little longer for people. Don't feel discouraged. And it's a beautiful thing. I'm just proud of each and every one of our listeners who, you know, who are using the language and all of that. And we want to leave you guys on a good note and hope to hear you guys. Let's hear about how we spend our Valentine's by our next episode, because it'll be the day after Valentine's.
And if you're all still together, let us know after Valentine's. Moi wai wi benediksi se, if you're still in the house. Meow, sin ya, let us know about
Valentine's,
that.
You know, our Minus, he got groomed up and he's, you know, ready to find a little cat girlfriend too, a little cat Nichimus, but he's a little Siamese cat. He's gonna be on the search for a girlfriend here pretty soon. But we want to say eksima ga eksepitama. That's all for today's show. We hope you guys have a safe and beautiful week. Eksimaga.